The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Relief by Linda D. Harper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Relief by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing stress in our lives. The book begins with an introduction that explains the importance of recognizing and addressing stress, as well as how it can affect us both physically and mentally. It then goes on to discuss the different types of stress, including acute, chronic, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. The author also provides information about the causes of stress such as work demands, family responsibilities, financial worries, health issues, or traumatic events. The next section focuses on identifying signs of distress in ourselves and others so we can take steps towards reducing it. This includes learning how to recognize physical symptoms like headaches or fatigue, emotional responses such as irritability or anxiety, cognitive changes like difficulty concentrating, behavioral patterns like procrastination, and spiritual reactions such as feeling disconnected from life's purpose. Harper then outlines various strategies for dealing with stressful situations effectively. These include relaxation techniques like deep breathing exercises or progressive muscle relaxation, cognitive restructuring which involves reframing negative thoughts into more positive ones, problem-solving skills which involve breaking down complex tasks into smaller manageable pieces, communication skills which help us express our needs clearly without becoming overwhelmed by emotions. Time management tools that allow us to prioritize tasks efficiently while still leaving room for leisure. Activities. Finally, Harper offers advice on creating a healthy lifestyle that will reduce overall levels of stress over time. This includes getting enough sleep each night, eating nutritious meals regularly throughout the day, exercising regularly for at least 30 minutes per day, 5 days a week if possible, engaging in enjoyable hobbies when possible, setting realistic goals, seeking professional help when needed, practicing mindfulness meditation daily, connecting with supportive people who understand your struggles. Overall, this book provides readers with valuable insight into understanding their own unique experiences with stress while providing practical tips for managing it more effectively going forward. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Identify your stressors. Recognize the sources of stress in your life and take steps to reduce or eliminate them. This can help you to better manage your stress levels and lead to a more relaxed and balanced lifestyle. Main idea number two. Develop healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number three. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being present in the moment and focusing on the here and now. It can help to reduce stress and increase relaxation. Main idea number four. Take time for yourself. Make time for yourself to relax and do activities that you enjoy. This can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number five. Connect with others. Connecting with friends and family can help to reduce stress and provide emotional support. Main idea number six. Practice positive self-talk. Positive self-talk can help to reduce stress and improve your outlook on life. Main idea number seven. Get organized. Being organized can help to reduce stress and improve productivity. Main idea number eight. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals can help to reduce stress and improve your chances of success. Main idea number nine. Learn to say no. Learning to say no to tasks and commitments that are not necessary can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 10. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery can help to reduce stress and improve relaxation. Main idea number 11. Exercise regularly. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 12. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 13. Eat a healthy diet. Eating a healthy diet can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 14. Avoid unhealthy habits. Avoiding unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking, and drug use can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 15. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks can help to reduce stress and improve productivity. Main idea number 16. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help to reduce stress and improve your outlook on life. Main idea number 17. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 18. Find meaningful work. Finding meaningful work can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 19. Manage your time. Managing your time can help to reduce stress and improve productivity. Main idea number 20. Develop a support system. Developing a support system of friends and family can help to reduce stress and provide emotional support. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in managing and reducing the amount of stress you experience. Stress can come from a variety of sources, such as work, family life, relationships, finances, or health issues. It's important to take time to recognize what these sources are so that you can begin to address them. Once you have identified the source of your stress, it is then possible to start taking steps towards reducing or eliminating it. This could involve making changes in how you approach certain situations or tasks. For example, if work is causing a lot of stress, then looking at ways to better manage workloads and deadlines may help reduce this pressure. If family life is causing tension, then talking openly with those involved about expectations and boundaries may help alleviate some of this strain. Taking time out for yourself regularly can also be beneficial in helping reduce overall levels of stress. By recognizing the sources of your stress and taking actionable steps towards addressing them, it will become easier over time to manage your own levels of anxiety more effectively. This will lead to improved mental well-being and a more relaxed lifestyle overall. Main idea number 2. Developing healthy habits is an important part of managing stress and improving overall well-being. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress levels, improve mood, and increase energy levels. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats can provide the body with essential nutrients that are necessary for optimal health. Additionally, getting adequate sleep each night helps to restore the body's natural balance and promote better mental clarity during the day. In addition to physical health benefits from developing healthy habits such as regular exercise and eating well-balanced meals, there are also psychological benefits associated with these activities. Exercise releases endorphins, which act as natural painkillers in the brain while providing a sense of accomplishment after completing a workout routine or goal. Eating nutritious foods provides fuel for both physical activity and cognitive functioning throughout the day. Creating new habits takes time, but it is possible if you set realistic goals for yourself and stay consistent in your efforts. Start small by setting achievable goals such as walking 10 minutes per day or adding one extra serving of vegetables into your daily meal plan. As you become more comfortable with these changes, you can gradually increase your goals until they become second nature. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to reduce stress and increase relaxation. It involves being present in the moment, focusing on your thoughts and feelings without judgment or criticism. Mindfulness can help you become aware of how your body responds to different situations, allowing you to better manage stress levels. By paying attention to what's happening around you, it can also help improve concentration and focus. Mindfulness practice involves taking time out from everyday life for a few minutes each day. During this time, try to be still and observe your breath as it moves through your body. Notice any sensations that arise, such as tightness in the chest or tension in the shoulders. Acknowledge these feelings without judging them, simply observe them with curiosity. You may find that during mindfulness practice, distracting thoughts come up. This is normal. When this happens, gently bring yourself back into the present moment by refocusing on your breathing or other physical sensations like temperature changes or sounds around you. With regular practice over time, mindfulness can help reduce stress levels while increasing overall well-being. So why not give it a go? Main idea number 4. Taking time for yourself is essential to managing stress and improving your overall well-being. It can be difficult to make the time, but it's important to prioritize self-care in order to stay healthy and happy. Taking a few minutes each day or even an hour or two each week can help you relax and recharge. When taking time for yourself, focus on activities that bring you joy. This could include reading a book, going for a walk, listening to music, doing yoga or meditation, writing in a journal, painting or drawing, whatever brings you peace of mind. You may also want to try something new, like cooking a meal from scratch or learning how to play an instrument. It's also important not to overschedule yourself when taking time for yourself. Make sure that there are periods of rest throughout the day so that your body has enough energy and motivation for other tasks later on. Finally, remember that it's okay if some days don't go as planned, just take things one step at a time. Main idea number 5. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. When we are feeling overwhelmed, it can be helpful to reach out and talk to someone who understands what we're going through. Friends and family members can provide emotional support, help us put things into perspective, and remind us that we are not alone in our struggles. Having a strong social network also helps reduce stress by providing a sense of belonging and security. Knowing that there are people who care about you and will listen when you need to talk can make all the difference in how you cope with difficult situations. It's also important to remember that connecting with others doesn't have to mean face-to-face conversations. Talking on the phone or even sending text messages can be just as effective. Finally, don't forget about yourself. Taking time for self-care activities such as yoga or meditation can help reduce stress levels while also helping you connect more deeply with your own feelings and needs. By taking care of yourself first, you'll be better equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. Main idea number 6. Practicing positive self-talk is an important part of managing stress. It involves talking to yourself in a kind and encouraging way, rather than focusing on negative thoughts or feelings. Positive self-talk can help you stay focused on the present moment and remind you that things will get better. It can also help to boost your confidence and motivate you to take action when faced with difficult situations. When practicing positive self-talk, it's important to be mindful of the words you use. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," or "This is too hard for me," try phrases like, "I am capable of doing this," or "I have the strength to overcome this challenge." You may even want to write down some affirmations that resonate with you and repeat them throughout the day as needed. Positive self-talk isn't just about changing how we think, it's also about changing how we feel. When we focus on our strengths instead of our weaknesses, it helps us build resilience and cope more effectively with stressful situations. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, remember, practice positive self-talk. Main idea number 7. Getting organized is an important part of managing stress. When you are organized, it's easier to find what you need when you need it and to stay on top of tasks that must be completed. Being organized can also help reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed by too many things to do or remember. Organizing your space can make a big difference in how productive and efficient you are. Start by decluttering your workspace or home office so that everything has its own place and is easy to access. Create systems for filing paperwork, organizing digital documents, setting reminders for yourself, and tracking projects. Having a plan for each day can also help keep you focused on what needs to be done without getting sidetracked or forgetting something important. Make sure your daily plan includes time for breaks throughout the day as well as time at the end of the day to review what was accomplished. Finally, take some time each week or month to review any upcoming deadlines or commitments so that nothing slips through the cracks. This will help ensure that all tasks get done in a timely manner with minimal stress. Main idea number 8. Setting realistic goals is an important part of managing stress. When you set unrealistic expectations for yourself, it can lead to feelings of frustration and disappointment when those expectations are not met. On the other hand, setting achievable goals can help to motivate you and give you a sense of accomplishment when they are achieved. When setting your goals, make sure that they are specific and measurable so that you know exactly what needs to be done in order to achieve them. Break down larger tasks into smaller steps so that each step feels more manageable. Additionally, consider how long it will take for each task or goal to be completed. If something seems too overwhelming or time-consuming, then break it down further or adjust the timeline accordingly. Finally, don't forget to reward yourself after completing a goal. Celebrating successes helps keep motivation high and reinforces positive behavior patterns. Main idea number 9. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. When we take on too many tasks and commitments, it can lead to feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. Saying no allows us to prioritize our time and energy so that we can focus on the things that are most important to us. It also helps us avoid taking on more than we can handle, which can lead to burnout. When learning how to say no, it's important to be honest with yourself about what you are able and willing to do. Consider your current workload, any deadlines or other obligations you have already committed yourself to, as well as your own physical and mental health needs before making a decision about whether or not you should accept a new task or commitment. It's also helpful to practice saying no in different ways depending on the situation. For example, if someone asks you for help but you don't have the time or resources available right now, try saying something like, "I appreciate your offer of help, but I am unable to commit at this time due to my current workload/schedule/etc. This way you are still being polite while setting boundaries around what is possible for you. Learning how to say no is an essential part of managing stress levels in our lives. By being mindful of our limits and prioritizing our own well-being first, we can create healthier habits that will benefit both ourselves and those around us. Main idea number 10. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Deep breathing is a simple technique that involves focusing on the breath, taking slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. This helps to relax both body and mind by slowing down heart rate and calming the nervous system. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique which involves tensing then relaxing each muscle group in turn from head to toe, helping to release tension throughout the body. Guided imagery is a third type of relaxation technique which uses visualization exercises such as imagining yourself in a peaceful place or picturing yourself achieving your goals. This helps to focus attention away from stressful thoughts while also allowing you to practice positive self-talk. Practicing these techniques regularly can help you become more aware of how your body responds when it's feeling stressed so that you can take steps towards reducing it. Main idea number 11. Exercising regularly is one of the best ways to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Regular exercise helps to release endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good. It also increases our energy levels, allowing us to better cope with stressful situations. Additionally, regular physical activity can help to improve sleep quality and duration, which is essential for managing stress. When it comes to exercising regularly, there are many different options available. You can choose activities such as walking or jogging outdoors, joining a gym or fitness class, playing sports like tennis or basketball, swimming, yoga, Pilates, weight training, and more. The important thing is that you find something that works for you and stick with it. Regular exercise doesn't have to be time-consuming either, even just 10 minutes of physical activity per day can make a difference in how we manage stress. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by life's demands, take some time out each day for yourself and get moving. Main idea number 12. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress and improving overall well-being. When we don't get enough rest, our bodies become fatigued and our minds become foggy, making it difficult to focus on tasks or make decisions. Not getting enough sleep can also lead to irritability, mood swings, and difficulty concentrating. In order to ensure that you are getting the right amount of rest each night, try setting a consistent bedtime routine. This could include winding down with some light reading or stretching before going to bed. Additionally, avoid using electronic devices such as phones or computers in the hour leading up to your bedtime, as this can disrupt your natural circadian rhythm. Finally, if you find yourself struggling with insomnia or other sleeping issues, then it may be beneficial to speak with a doctor about potential treatments such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which has been proven effective in helping people overcome their sleeping difficulties. Main idea number 13. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress and improving overall well-being. Eating nutritious foods can help to provide the body with essential vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that are necessary for proper functioning. A balanced diet should include plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, low-fat dairy products, nuts and seeds, as well as healthy fats such as olive oil or avocado. In addition to providing essential nutrients for the body's health needs, eating a healthy diet can also help reduce stress levels by providing energy throughout the day. When we eat unhealthy foods like processed snacks or sugary treats, our blood sugar levels spike quickly but then drop just as fast, leaving us feeling tired and sluggish. Eating nutrient-rich meals helps keep our energy levels steady so that we don't experience these sudden highs and lows in energy. Finally, eating a healthy diet can also improve mental well-being by helping to boost moods naturally through food choices. Foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids such as salmon or walnuts have been shown to be beneficial for reducing symptoms of depression, while complex carbohydrates like oatmeal may help increase serotonin production, which helps regulate mood. Main idea number 14. Unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking, and drug use can have a detrimental effect on our physical and mental health. Not only do these activities increase the risk of developing serious illnesses like cancer or heart disease, but they also contribute to feelings of stress and anxiety. By avoiding these unhealthy habits, we can reduce our overall stress levels and improve our well-being. In addition to avoiding unhealthy habits, it is important to focus on healthy lifestyle choices that will help us manage stress more effectively. Eating nutritious meals regularly throughout the day helps keep energy levels up while providing essential nutrients for good health. Regular exercise is also beneficial in reducing tension and improving moods by releasing endorphins, which act as natural painkillers. Finally, taking time out for yourself each day is an important part of managing stress. Whether it's reading a book or going for a walk in nature, taking some time away from work or other commitments can help you relax your mind and body so that you are better equipped to handle stressful situations when they arise. Main idea number 15. Taking regular breaks can be an effective way to reduce stress and improve productivity. Breaks provide a much-needed respite from the demands of work, allowing us to step away from our tasks and take some time for ourselves. Taking a break gives us the opportunity to relax, refocus our energy, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle whatever comes next. When taking breaks, it is important not to overdo it. Too many long or frequent breaks can lead to procrastination or distraction. Instead, try scheduling short but regular breaks throughout your day. 10 minutes every hour or so should do the trick. During these brief pauses, you could go for a walk outside in nature, listen to music, meditate, practice deep breathing exercises, or simply sit quietly with your eyes closed. These small moments of rest will help you stay focused on your tasks while also giving yourself permission to take care of yourself. Regularly scheduled breaks are essential for managing stress levels as well as improving overall productivity. Main idea number 16. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to reduce stress and improve your outlook on life. It involves taking the time to appreciate all of the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. This can be done by writing down three things you are grateful for each day or simply reflecting on them throughout the day. Doing this regularly will help you focus more on what's going right in your life rather than what's going wrong. Gratitude also helps us recognize our blessings and encourages us to take action that will bring even more positive experiences into our lives. When we practice gratitude, it shifts our perspective from one of lack and scarcity to one of abundance and appreciation. We become aware of how much we have been given, which leads us to feel thankful for everything we have. Finally, practicing gratitude can help build stronger relationships with others as well as ourselves. By expressing appreciation for those around us, we create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding that strengthens bonds between people. Main idea number 17. Seeking professional help is an important step in managing stress and improving overall well-being. Professional help can provide guidance, support, and resources to help individuals cope with the challenges of life. A therapist or counselor can offer insight into how to better manage stressors, identify unhealthy coping mechanisms, and develop healthier strategies for dealing with difficult situations. Additionally, a mental health professional can provide education about relaxation techniques such as mindfulness meditation or deep breathing exercises that may be beneficial in reducing stress levels. Professional counseling services are also available for those who need more intensive treatment for their anxiety or depression symptoms. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is one type of psychotherapy that has been proven effective in treating these conditions by helping people learn new ways of thinking and behaving that reduce distressful feelings. Other forms of therapy, such as interpersonal therapy, IPT, focus on addressing relationship issues which may be contributing to emotional distress. No matter what form of professional help you choose to seek out, it's important to remember that seeking assistance does not mean you are weak or inadequate. Rather, it shows strength and courage in taking steps towards improving your mental health. Main idea number 18. Finding meaningful work can be a great way to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Meaningful work is something that you are passionate about, something that brings you joy and satisfaction. It could be anything from working in a job or career field that aligns with your values and interests, to volunteering for an organization whose mission resonates with you. When we find meaningful work, it gives us purpose and direction in life, it helps us feel connected to our community, it provides structure and stability, and it allows us to use our skills in ways that make a difference. When we engage in meaningful work, we often experience greater levels of motivation, engagement, creativity, productivity, resilience, all of which help reduce stress. Additionally, when we're doing something worthwhile or making progress towards achieving goals related to the activity itself, such as learning new skills, this can also lead to increased feelings of accomplishment, which further reduces stress. Finding meaningful work doesn't have to mean quitting your current job or taking on a completely different career path either. There are many small changes you can make within your existing role or lifestyle that will bring more meaning into your life. For example, setting aside time each day for activities such as reading books related to your profession, joining professional organizations relevant to what you do, attending seminars/workshops related to topics of interest, networking with people who share similar passions/interests, etc. Ultimately, finding meaningful work is all about discovering what makes you happy while still being able to achieve success professionally, so take some time out today to explore how best this might look for yourself. Main idea number 19. Time management is an important skill to have in order to reduce stress and improve productivity. It involves setting goals, prioritizing tasks, and creating a schedule that allows you to accomplish those goals. By taking the time to plan out your day, week, or month ahead of time, you can ensure that all of your tasks are completed on time and with minimal stress. When managing your time, it's important to be realistic about what you can achieve in a given period of time. Don't try to cram too much into one day, as this will only lead to frustration and burnout. Instead, focus on completing one task at a time until it is finished before moving on to the next task. It's also helpful to break down large projects into smaller chunks so they don't seem overwhelming. This way, each step feels more manageable and achievable, which helps keep motivation levels high. Finally, make sure you take regular breaks throughout the day so that you don't become overwhelmed by all the work that needs doing. Taking short breaks gives your mind some rest from focusing on tasks for long periods of time, which helps maintain concentration levels. Main idea number 20. Developing a support system of friends and family can be an invaluable tool in reducing stress. Having people to talk to, share experiences with, and lean on for emotional support can help you cope with the pressures of life. It is important to build relationships that are based on trust and understanding so that when times get tough, you have someone who will listen without judgment. When building your support system, it is important to remember that everyone has different needs. Some may need more frequent contact than others or prefer talking over text messages rather than phone calls. Take time to get to know each person in your network and find out what works best for them as well as yourself. It is also beneficial to make sure your support system consists of people from all walks of life. This way you can gain insight into different perspectives, which could help broaden your outlook on any given situation. Additionally, having a variety of personalities around helps keep things interesting. Finally, don't forget about self-care. Taking care of yourself should always come first before anything else. Make sure you take time out for yourself every day, whether it's reading a book or going for a walk, whatever makes you feel relaxed and recharged. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.